This country may be politically divided, but at least two senators are willing to cooperate across party lines.
Hello, Olympia. This is Kent.
Hi, Kent. How are you?
Very well.
Good. Where are you?
I'm in Senator Locke's office.
During that exchange, Democratic Senator Kent Conrad of North Dakota and Republican Senator Olympia Snow of Maine were getting ready to talk to us. They're part of a loosely organized group of senators who occupy a barren piece of political turf, the middle. Conrad says the number of moderates has declined.
I think that's regrettable because it makes it more difficult to reach accommodation across the aisle to achieve common goals. I've watched the Senate develop into a place that is more divided and more partisan.
How do you intend to go about having an influence on policy, Senator Snow?
I think the point is that we're not necessarily a monolithic group when it comes to political philosophy, but we are united in our desire to provide the American people with a record of accomplishment, and that remains unchanged. And I think what Kent said is true. What I call the sensible Senate has eroded over the last 10 years with the loss of consensus-forging leaders.
Do conservatives have enough votes in the Senate that they can get a majority on a lot of major parts of President Bush's legislation without calling on moderates or centrists or whatever you want to call them?
Most things of any consequence are still going to require 60 votes. And that's what does give the moderates in both parties a chance to really influence the outcomes and to help bring about a result that the American people can support.
Can you imagine a situation where Republican and Democratic moderates might work more closely together than they do with the leadership of either party?
I remember very well a number of years ago when we came up with a budget plan that was opposed by the leadership of both parties, and we nearly prevailed. We got over 40 votes on a budget plan. Senator Snow was an important part of that effort. And the leadership of both parties actually called their members into a caucus and told their members to vote against it.
Senator Snow?
I well remember that. The coalition really originated during the government shutdown of 1995. That's what propelled interest in creating such a coalition. And we can coalesce around certain issues, and obviously we're going to find that common ground. The importance of having this type of an organization is this. It's the willingness to search for that common ground, because ultimately I happen to believe that that is the blueprint by which we can extricate ourselves from this confrontational morass that has characterized the operations of the United States Senate, particularly in recent years.
Now we have a circumstance in which Republicans are in charge everywhere, and it will be the White House's agenda, President Bush's agenda, that gets considered and voted on. How does that change your role?
We do have one party in terms of the presidency and the Congress. On the other hand, there's still that fundamental principle of checks and balances. And we will still need to weigh in on some of these critical issues, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, and shape and influence the direction of those major policy considerations.
Those are two moderate senators, Olympia Snow of Maine and Kent Conrad of North Dakota. She's a Republican, he's a Democrat.